Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. When we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 15 habits that will make your life better from our friends at Alux.com. Enjoy.
We're designed with the remarkable ability to evolve, grow, learn, and thrive. It's what pushes us forward, incentivizes us to keep going, and makes us work harder. If you're in a rut, it's time to make some improvements. The key to improving your life is to do it for yourself. Changing for someone else is short-term motivation, but if you want those great habits to stick, you need to make the changes for you. Number one, create a morning routine and stick to it. It's long been believed that it takes 21 days to break a habit, and in the same breath, to begin a new one. This thinking was introduced by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the former plastic surgeon and psychologist. His thoughts have since been replaced with 66 days, as stated by the European Journal of Social Psychology. Let's paint a picture of a regular day. Alarm goes off, you push snooze. Alarm goes off again, and again you hit snooze. By the time you spring out of bed, you're frantic because you're late. You cram something into your mouth, you barely finish your coffee, and now you're stuck in traffic, flipping the middle finger at the drivers, driving cautiously because you're late. You have made your problem everyone else's, and you carry that into your day. Just waking up at the set time your alarm goes off is great, but giving yourself an additional 30 minutes will make a world of difference. Number two, stretch every morning. Dogs and cats wake up, stretch their bodies, shake off all the sleep, and get going with their day. Okay, maybe the cat stretches and then goes back to sleep, but you get the drift. Stretching is a wonderful way to start your day. You get rid of all the kinks and curls your body picked up overnight. It's been scientifically proven to reduce stress. It helps keep your body flexible. It promotes faster recovery and prevents further injury throughout your day. So instead of doing a half-assed attempt and pull something in your back while you're stretching over to reach your phone, rather get out of bed and do some decent stretches that won't have you heading to the Cairo again. Number three, practice mindfulness. Many self-help videos suggest meditation, and it's a big ask for someone whose mind is constantly busy, or you tried it and you think it did nothing. So a good place to start is to practice mindfulness. Buddha said, "Be where you are or you will miss your life." We are so busy thinking that when we are thinner, when we're richer, when we're smarter, etc., that we will be happy. We chase happiness, and yet it remains out of reach. Stop the constant chasing. Take a breath and be happy in this exact moment. Keep doing this. The more you do it, the better you become at it. It's mindfulness. Now you're already a step closer to being able to meditate. It's a special place that's very personal. It's meant just for you. Go and find you, forgive you, love you. American Tibetan Buddhist Pema Chodron put it beautifully when she said, "Meditation practice isn't about trying to throw ourselves away and become something better. It's about befriending who we already are." Number four, focus on what you do have, not on what you don't have. Jealousy is truly a green-eyed monster, and when we experience it, it makes us feel as if we're not good enough. Instead of being happy for the person's achievements or new purchase, we find ourselves disliking them for their successes. Make a habit of focusing on what you do have and not on what you don't have. Gratitude goes a long way and makes us better people. Let's be honest, you're wasting your time if you're thinking about what you don't have. Seriously, you're better than that. Be happy for other people's successes, but don't stop focusing on your own goals. You're not in competition with anyone but yourself, so keep going. You really do have this. Number 5. Read or listen to podcasts. Never stop learning. Give your music a rest and start listening to podcasts. There are so many to choose from. What's great about podcasts is you can learn about anything under the sun. You can hear true stories about people's lives, about the hurdles they've overcome, success stories, leaders, true crime, history, anything. And it's all there waiting for you. Books also transport you to another world, where you use your imagination and get to escape from your everyday thoughts. Dr. Seuss truly knew what he was talking about when he said, "The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go." Number 6. Hang out with the right people. Hey Luxers, it's time to start making a habit of only hanging out with the right people. There are lots of reasons why we're still lobbed down with these so-called friends. They've probably been in your life since you were a kid, or they're kids of family friends of your parents. You might feel guilty because you know you're their only friend, or you know them so well you justify their behavior, or you're afraid of their reaction and not up for the drama. We really understand. Truth is, if you hang out with losers, you look like a loser too. You're certainly not a loser. It's time to let go of the toxic people in your life and surround yourself with positive, gentle, kind, and passionate people. Like the kind of person that you are. Number 7. Learn to really listen. Stephen R. Covey said, "Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." We all know these kinds of people. The ones who constantly interrupt you. The ones who try to one-up any story you're telling. You've been skydiving? They've been skydiving without a parachute. The ones that are so busy talking about their own story, they haven't even realized the conversation has shifted from skydiving to triathlons. Learning to really listen to people is a skill that will last you a lifetime, and it's an easy habit to form. Just shut your mouth, listen, and respond appropriately.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.